Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to, it's kind of what you were talking about last hour, but there's a very important election coming up this fall. I don't know who's going to run against Senator Johnson. That'll be determined, of course, in August. I like Alex, but Sarah's cool, too. Heck, fire anybody but Johnson. I think a message needs to be sent to the GOP in Wisconsin. We want democracy. You know, the bottom line, Johnson has to be beaten, period. And Tony has to be reelected governor for the sake of Wisconsin. Well, there's one other election. I do believe it's next spring. I'm getting way ahead of myself there. The Wisconsin Supreme Court needs to change. In my mind, our Wisconsin democracy is at stake in all these elections. People need to turn out. And you really don't have to look any further in the state than Boston Gableman. And listen to some of the ads, these people that are running for governor on the GOP. It's just, there's no new ideas here is what I'm trying to say. And if for no other reason, Foxconn. All these people were for Foxconn, for goodness sakes, in this state. But I just can't say enough about the upcoming elections, how important they are. Especially in this gerrymandered state of Wisconsin. Thanks for listening to me, Matt. And thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Paul. As always, that's an excellent comment. And I'm going to build on that a little bit. And I'm going to just tell you this. There is one issue in this election, governor and senator, one election, one issue in these elections. And that is, do we preserve our democracy or not? Most trial lawyers will tell you that any trial, ultimately, before it goes to the jury, as it's going to the jury, ends up boiling down to one theme, one question. And does the jury like that theme or not? Do they believe that this witness was telling the truth or not? It's not that complex. It comes down to a message. The same is true of an election. An election is a jury trial to a million people instead of 12 people. That's really what it is. Million people instead of 12 people. And does the jury believe what you're saying? Do they agree what you're saying? And I mean the whole totality of what you're saying. They're not going to sit there like political science professors and sort of micromanage every issue. They're going to look, say, does that sound right? Is this guy in the up and up? Is that what I want? The issue and message in this election is, let's preserve our democracy. Let us preserve our right to vote. Let us preserve, for instance, when a presidential election comes up, the presidential primary election determines who's nominated, and then the election in November determines who gets the electoral college votes of Wisconsin, not the gerrymandered legislature. The presidential election should not be a beauty contest. That is what the Republican Party is proposing. Let's continue to keep our right to vote for lieutenant governor, for secretary of state, for treasurer, and the head of the Department of Public Instruction, the superintendent. The Republicans propose to eliminate elections for all of those offices and make them appointments of the governor. That's what it is. Let us keep absentee voting. Let us keep absentee voting. Let us keep secure drop boxes in areas like police stations, municipal buildings, and so on, so people can drop off their ballots in a secure way and don't have to stand in line on election day in the rain. And if they're a single mom with two kids and have no child care, they can't vote. This is very rudimentary. Very rudimentary. That is the issue. Ron Johnson on the Republican side in the Senate and Rebecca Clayfish, Kevin Nicholson, and Tim Ramthan on the Republican side of governor all would destroy our democracy. I'm not using that word lightly. I'm not saying it because to get a buzz. they would support no election for lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, and superintendent of public instruction. They would support the gerrymandered legislature, gerrymandered by a Wisconsin Republican Supreme Court, picking the electors. And the election would be a beauty contest, the presidential election. They would support no absentee ballots, or so restricted that most people couldn't use it. No drop boxes. They would force people in bad weather to stand in lines. People who couldn't afford childcare or were physically handicapped in some way would not be able to vote, or certainly not vote as comfortably. Stop it. That is the issue. And in the case of Ron Johnson, he's come right out and supported these things. They support the big lie. The only interesting primary on that issue right now is in the Republican governor primary. Republican governor primary. This new guy, Michaels, has a decision to make. I think he's moderate. He was a good friend of Mark Morata's, who was a great Democrat who tragically passed away about 8 years ago, prematurely of a heart condition. Secretary of the Department of Development under Jim Doyle. Many people expected him to run for governor himself. And he had a very, very sensible guy. Well, how about this? Is Tim Michaels a guy who would run in the vein of a Tommy Thompson or a Lee Dreyfus and do the right thing on democracy, might be conservative on other things? Or is he going to go with the big lie? Gerald Baker, the editor at the Wall Street Journal, just put out a pretty good piece saying that he's tired of Republicans supporting the big lie, supporting Trump. He said, we need responsible Republicans to get up and say, the big lie is a lie. Joe Biden won this last election. We'll try to do better next time, but we're not going to spend all of our time supporting something that's a lie. That's Gerald Baker of the Wall Street Journal. Paul Ryan has done that very bravely, and he's put out his words are in various ads and so on. He'd say, Joe Biden won the election. There's no fraud. He won the election, period, end of story. And the individual fraud they're looking at, half the time it were Republicans who voted in two places, their summer home and their other home. Or it was a woman whose mother got an absentee ballot. She lived with her. Mother dies. The woman sends in the mother's absentee ballot after the mother died. This happened in a handful of cases. Biden won by 7 million votes. 7 million votes, over 30 electoral votes. So is Michaels, this is the only interesting issue on this in this primary, is he going to get up and differentiate himself? And I think that's his only way of winning. Differentiate himself from Clayfish, Nicholson, and Ramphin, and say, no, I don't support that. The whole Republican Party getting preempted by arguing over the last election that it was fraudulent, it was not. Biden won the election. We'll do better next time. And I'm going to move on. I'm going to save our democracy. We are not going to have electors picked in the legislature. We are not going to have our state officers appointed by the governor. Okay? It's as simple as that. Simple as that. What's so hard about that? If he says that, he'll win the primary. Going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Stay on the line. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.